I'm the guy that declared in 2010 it was time to set a goal to clean up the Baltimore Harbor, making it swimmable and fishable by 2020. Every year, the Waterfront Partnership, with help from Blue Water Baltimore, produces a report to help track whether we are making progress, measuring data on criteria from dissolved oxygen to bacteria count. This year's report, released just a week ago, is very exciting. After years of poor grades, little or no change, the Healthy Heartbeat Report is telling us things are looking up. Since we kicked off the 10-year campaign to make the harbor swimmable and fishable, we promised to hold ourselves accountable and get things done. In the early years, the accomplishments were tangible, but didn't produce material changes in water quality. During this time period, the city adopted a new MS4 permit and consent decree. The Waterfront Partnership put in two trash wheels, Mr. Trash Wheel and Professor Trash Wheel, taking over 800 tons of trash out of the harbor in just 4 years. The Port Administration put in a third just last week at Masonville Cove, Captain Trash Wheel. DPW broke ground on a $430 million construction project at the Back River Sewage Treatment Plant, and the city has repaired hundreds of broken sewage pipes. The city has also provided new trash cans and a citywide street sweeping system. And just recently, the city council banned styrofoam containers. For the first time, we see evidence that this work is paying off. We saw stunning improvements in many areas. None of this could occur without a large team of committed people. The mayor, our governor, Rudy Chow, director of the Department of Public Works, Ben Grumble, secretary of the environment. We also want to thank the public for their huge support, as evidenced especially on social media. We're not finished, and there will be some rough days, but we are getting closer. Thank you.